Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for February 22nd, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Genesis 21, 9 through 21. One day, Sarah noticed Hagar's son Ishmael playing, and she said to Abraham, "Get rid of that Egyptian slave woman and her son. I don't want him to inherit anything. It should all go to my son." Abraham was worried about Ishmael, but God said, "Abraham, don't worry about your slave woman and the boy. Just do what Sarah tells you. Isaac will inherit your family name, but the son of the slave woman is also your son, and I will make his descendants into a great nation." Early the next morning, Abraham gave Hagar an animal skin full of water and some bread. Then he put the boy on her shoulder and sent them away. They wandered around in the desert near Beersheba, and after they had run out of water, Hagar put her son under a bush. Then she sat down a long way off, because she could not bear to watch him die, and she cried bitterly. When God heard the boy crying, the angel of God called out to Hagar from heaven and said, "Hagar, why are you worried? Don't be afraid. I have heard your son crying. Help him up and hold his hand, because I will make him the father of a great nation." Then God let her see a well. So she went to the well and filled the skin with water, then gave some to her son. God blessed Ishmael, and as the boy grew older, he became an expert with his bow and arrows. He lived in the Paran Desert, and his mother chose an Egyptian woman for him to marry. The joy and laughter of Isaac doesn't come without consequences for Abraham's family. The discontent of Sarah with Hagar and Ishmael has been on the back burner, but now, with a completely legitimate heir, Sarah's bitterness and concern boil over. Depending on what translation we read, Ishmael is playing with or possibly making fun of Isaac, and Sarah's mama bear comes lashing out. She convinces Abraham to give Hagar her freedom, but in doing so, to disinherit Ishmael. Abraham does as Sarah asks, and though he is worried about Ishmael's future, his concern only goes far enough to barely equip them to survive as he sends them away from his care. God, however, takes more notice and care of Hagar and Ishmael. God hears Ishmael crying and meets Hagar in her despair. More than that, God provides for their immediate needs and blesses Ishmael. To both Abraham and Hagar, God promises a legacy through Ishmael. We might be surprised at Abraham's harsh treatment of Hagar and Ishmael. Through this whole story, Abraham has prayed for Ishmael's well-being, and it's only recently that Abraham has put the hope of his legacy in Isaac. But that perspective is more about the difference in our cultural paradigms with those of the patriarchs. What's truly surprising in this story is not Abraham's preference of Isaac as his heir, or his preferential treatment to Sarah, but instead God's constancy to Ishmael. Particularly from a story tradition that tells the story on the slant in Israel's favor, God's care and provision for Ishmael, who is the father of nations that Israel will be in conflict with, is notable. God's love and blessing is not as narrow as we might be inclined to first read into this story. God's promises extend beyond what we might want them to. Certainly that's true for Sarah. She has no desire for Ishmael to flourish or even live. Her jealousy and her preference to her own son means she has no care or grace for Ishmael. We should be careful to be attentive to the difference between Sarah and God's paradigms. Sarah is functioning out of a paradigm of scarcity. For her, there isn't room for both Isaac and Ishmael to be blessed by God. Because she sees Ishmael as a threat to her son's place, she cannot have care and love for him or for Hagar. God's perspective is different. Both Isaac and Ishmael can be blessed, and abundance is the mark of God's perspective. Too often, we're inclined to see situations as either or instead of both and. We can acknowledge our limited perspective and the scarcity of our love while learning to embrace God's broader intent and abundance. Some questions for today. Where are you concerned about the well-being of those you love? Are you willing to sacrifice others for your own betterment? How is God calling you to abundant love, to see beyond your own sense of scarcity? How have you noticed God's goodness given beyond the boundaries you might set?